Indiana teachers began the school year under the gun. First, new math and English requirements were approved just months before classes began. Then, the U.S. Department of Education said Indiana had to take a completely different type of ISTEP exam this year, a year earlier than expected, if the state wanted to maintain its federal waiver.
I know our anxiety level was extremely high.
That's Kathy Harold and Felicia Sears. They're English language arts coaches at Indianapolis Public Schools. They help design how English and reading is taught at the district's 60 or so schools. At IPS and other public districts, teachers and curriculum directors rushed to absorb these new guidelines that replace the Common Core, an earlier but increasingly controversial set of math and English standards that Indiana had adopted only a few years ago. More than a semester into the school year, many teachers have adapted. But the real test is yet to come. How will students fare on the new ISTEP? Here's Felicia Sears.
We have a lot of the same skills this year, a lot of the same concepts carried over from the old standards. However, what students are expected to do with those standards has gone to really a higher level. So the depth of knowledge that they go into with each of those standards is really what has increased. And so they're asked not only to identify a central idea, they're asked to analyze it and to find certain elements within the text that are going to support it as well.
Indiana's new standards are called College and Career Ready, standards very similar to the Common Core and related to an even older set of standards some grade levels were using until this school year. These new guidelines emphasize critical thinking, reasoning, and communication skills. The new test draws on that and asks students to not just provide the answer, but to explain how they got there too. But some teachers worry students are falling into learning gaps because of Indiana's revolving door of classroom expectations.
My current eighth graders, this is their third set of state standards that they've been learning under in the last 4 years.
Thomas Akeem is a math teacher and department chair at Northview Middle School in Washington Township. At the start of each of his classes, students run through a series of math problems to get their brains pumping.
So we started the year and we are teaching the new standards, but you're finding, at no fault of a prior teacher or no fault of the kid themselves or the families, there are learning gaps there because as standards have kind of moved around between grade levels, there's the possibility that a child didn't get something in seventh grade under old standards that they're now expected to already know under new eighth grade standards.
Hakeem says if teachers remain focused on teaching these new rigorous standards, students will be prepared for the ISTEP's complex questions.
But that also goes to the questioning that we're using in our classroom. We don't just ask questions like, well, what's the answer to number 4? Well, it's 32. No, it's not good enough, right? It's explain how you got there, or what if this happened, or here's a mistake that was made, explain what you have to do to fix it.
State Deputy Superintendent Daniel Shockey says there's no question that this year's ISTEP is more difficult than last year's.
Now, it is about the depth of knowledge. How can you take these three skills and how can you bring them together and apply that knowledge and show a depth of learning? So I do think there's a pretty big, broad difference between the ISTEP of old and the College and Career Ready ISTEP.
So how are students expected to score on the new ISTEP? Based on precedent, not good. In New York and Kentucky, states that also face new standards and a college and career-ready exam, the number of students passing the math and reading portions dropped drastically.
We anticipate a similar thing to happen in Indiana. And again, it's not because our students are less qualified or our teachers are not still doing an amazing job teaching to the standards and supporting their students, but rather we're measuring something different. So it's like resetting the baseline.
Back at IPS, Kathy Harold says teachers are waiting to see how students handle the new ISTEP before they recalibrate how they teach the new standards.
I really think that our teachers approach these standards the same way they did the Indiana Academic Standards. I don't think they're really nervous about them. I think they might be after this round of ISTEP. They might decide that they need to change some things instructionally.
Indiana schools have until March 20th to complete part one of the ISTEP. The second part of the test begins April 27th. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.